Hi, my name is James, calling from Opinions Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work as volunteer on a political campaign,
No.
No? Okay, perfect. No. Okay, I got you, sir. Now, in this case, let's go ahead and continue. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections, thinking ahead which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like county commissions on Tuesday, August the 20th. Would you say, I am definitely going to vote? I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I will definitely vote.
You will definitely vote. Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. And what is your main racial background? African-American, Hispanic, white Caucasian, Asian or Asian American?
White Caucasian.
White Caucasian, okay. What is your age?
I'm 74.
74. Okay. Perfect. And generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off of the wrong track?
I haven't been paying attention.
Okay, not a problem at all. You don't pay attention to the question, or this is your answer, that you don't pay attention too much on that?
No, I haven't really paid too much attention lately.
Oh, okay. Okay, 1 second. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here. And from the following list, which issues should your local elect officials in Morrow County focus on most to help you and your family? For example, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, taxes and county government spendings, property insurance cost, crime and poverty.
Property insurance cost.
Let me go ahead and mark that down as your. Okay, let me go ahead and mark that down as your answer, and thank you for that. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country, and you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of these persons. If you have no opinion or have never heard from them, just let me know as well, okay? Let's go ahead.
How about if I just say, I vote for everybody Democrat.
Democrat. Okay.
I vote across the line, Democrat. Period.
Okay. Let me just read you this, because there is some people in here that you may know, just so you can have your full answer. For example, Melissa told me.
Are you Republican or Democrat?
Let me go ahead and find that out. Let me go ahead and give you an answer for that, so you can give me your honest opinion. 1 second. Just let me go and answer that. 1 second. Let me go ahead and search that out. In the meantime, let me go ahead and give you the other answer. Let's go with Donald Trump.
What about him?
Well, you say that your opinion is favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Let's go ahead and with the other, for example, Holy Mary Rushine.
Holy Rushine. I think she's a Republican, isn't she?
Let me take a look. I think, yes. Let me just double confirm with Holy Mary. One second, let me go ahead and search that out. She's a Republican, Holy Rushine.
Yeah, I'll vote against her.
You vote against her? Okay. Let's go ahead and continue with the next person. Okay. Now, let's go with Rick Ramsey.
Police chief? Rick Ramsey?
Yes, that's right. Rick Ramsey.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's okay. Okay, now, Ron DeSantis?
I vote against him.
Against him, okay. What about Joe Biden?
I vote for him.
You vote for him. Okay. Now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what about Paul Wunderlich?
Oh, I don't know the name.
You're not familiar with him?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Not a problem at all. Let's go ahead and continue. Now, thinking ahead, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate. Holy Mary Rushing, a Republican candidate. Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate. Or you're on the side.
Are there any Democrats on that?
No, all of them are Republicans.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, not a problem at all. Let's go ahead and continue. And
I wouldn't vote.
Okay, not a problem at all. Thank you for that answer. And let me go ahead and continue. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? For example, now, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate. All of the answers that I'm going to give you are Republicans, okay? Paul Wunderlich, Holy Mary Rushing, Melissa Tomei.
I probably wouldn't vote for anything.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. And as you may have noticed, the upcoming elections for Conroe County Commissions has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decides to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the election. Which one comes closer to your view? For example, let me give you the answer. I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better than I learn more about them. You will say, I could never vote for Republican candidates. Even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democrat candidate, I will probably leave
this.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I could never vote for a Democrat or a Republican candidate. Never could. How much longer? Because I got to go.
It won't take too much of your time. We're almost done, okay? we're almost done, and thank you for your patience. And next question, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashin is doing as your county commissioner? You will say yes.
I disapprove. Disapprove.
Yeah. Okay. All other things being... Okay. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the elections?
He's throwing in a guy who's like...
Sorry?
Like he was on speed or something.
I'm sorry. I got to run.
We're almost done. It won't take too much. I promise that. We're almost done. We're almost done. And
no, he's asking me who I vote for. I told him I wouldn't vote for one Republican.
Yes. And already marked it down. Don't.
He didn't say.
So he's a Republican?
I don't know.
Well, if he doesn't say you're a Republican, say you're a
Democrat. No. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. Don't worry about that. This is just an opinion survey, okay?
Yeah.
So you can tell. If they won't say it, then that's a Republican. If they tell you what they are, they're a Democrat.
Democrats. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates will be more likely to support the election of Monroe County Commission? For example, a candidate who currently serves on the community commissions and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community? Or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform the county government?
I'm sorry, I missed all that because my neighbor was talking to me through my window. If you want to repeat it, I'll answer it.
Sure, not a problem at all. Let me go ahead and start over again, and as I mentioned, we're almost done. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elect office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform the county government?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Okay.
Undecided.
Not a problem at all. Now, do you think Monroe County is growing and developing? For example, yes. You will say too fast, too slowly, about right?
I think maybe too fast.
Too fast. Okay. Now, which of the following is more important? Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the elections for Monroe County Commission? A candidate position on future development in Monroe County, or a candidate positions on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime?
Is crime?
I don't know. I'm undecided.
Undecided.
What do you think about the $100 million bond? Have you heard about that?
Not a problem at all. Let me mark that down as undecided. Now, do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing? Would you say?
It doesn't affect me. I don't care.
Put in 500 units.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
Not a problem at all. Now, as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replacing the aging trauma star helicopters with airlift critically injured patients for trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raising by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County house owners. Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? And let me read the answers for you. With the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of the beginning of a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure
$11 a month.
Now, Monroe County still has one of the lowest property taxes in Florida. And the other one will be during these challenging times.
$9,000 a year? Is that low? I pay $9,000 a year on my property tax.
And the second one will be during these challenging times, we shouldn't not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. You tell me which one of the following you prefer. The first one or the second one?
I think lowering taxes would be better than doing anything right now.
Okay. Let me mark that as your answer. We're almost done. And if you knew the following statements about Holly Merrill rushing were true, this is a Republican candidate. I'm just want to let you know that so you can be aware. Now, will each make you more likely to or less likely to vote for Holly Merrill Rushing in the primary election for Monroe County Commissions? If each will make no difference, you can indicate me as well, okay? For example, let's go ahead with the first one. With high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly Merrill Rushing supports effort to build more affordable housing in Monroe County, would you say much likely to vote her? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely?
No, I'm not voting. Not voting for her.
Okay, not a problem at all. As I mentioned, this question is for Republican candidates, so you can be aware, okay? Now.
Okay, I'm not voting for any Republican, period. So you can just say no, period.
Okay.
I'm not
a problem. In this case, let me go ahead and mark that down because
he's saying no, that he's honest.
Let me go ahead and mark that down as an answer.
Oh, he's like the devil.
And perfect. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary elections for Conroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom you will vote? As I mentioned, there's no Democrat candidate in here, just Republicans.
It's Republicans.
Terrible.
Okay. Oh, in this case, let me mark that down.
I'm not voting for anybody.
Yes. Let me mark that down as an option for you. And also, this question is for Republican candidates, okay? So let me read it for you, and we're almost done. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? All are Republican candidates. Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate. Holly Mary Rushing, a Republican candidate. Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate. Which one would you pick?
I'm not voting for any Republican, period.
Okay. Not a problem at all.
I'm done with this phone call. Thank you so much.
We just have around three or question, and that will be it, okay?
I'm done. Thank you so much. It was very nice talking.
Bye, bye.